Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Justin is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Carly. So we're about to call her and see if we can figure out why he's getting ghosted and maybe get him another date in a second. Before we do that, though, Justin, how long has it been since you heard from Carly?
Probably about a week, I'd say now.
Have you tried to reach out to her, like, multiple times in that week?
No, I definitely reached out to her for sure, you know, and then I reached out to her again, and then that was, you know, that was it. So waited a few days, and I still haven't heard anything. So it was like, you know, I reached out, we had a date, then I didn't talk to her the next day or anything. I reached out to her the day after, then I never heard from her. Then I texted her again several days later just to kind of check in, you know, and it's nothing.
I recognize your voice. Have we done a first date follow-up with you before?
Well, yeah, you got me.
So this is first date follow-up number two for you then?
I guess it's swings and misses out here, really.
Listen, if you're even trying, then that's a win.
Yeah, it's all good, man.
So you know the drill then. Why don't you tell us about your date?
Okay, so I don't know if this came into play before, but I love the outdoors, and I went on this date with this girl, Carly, and Carly also loves the outdoors. Okay. So we decided to go on a hike. You know, I brought a backpack, with a bunch of necessities, you know, for a picnic. I got a really nice bottle of rosé. It was still cold, keeping it chill, you know, how we like to do out here. So we set up a picnic at a, you know, like a top little, like, overlook thing, and it had a gorgeous view, and it was really quaint and cool. We were enjoying each other's company, and we just, to be completely honest, we couldn't help but notice. We just, like, kept seeing some movement and whatnot, and then, you know, when we started to kind of check into, like, well, what is that? You know, is that animals, whatever? It was people in costumes, it looks like they were doing, like, cosplay or something like that. Well, we were like, what the heck is going on? You know, and it was funny, and we both decided, we were like, you know what? You know, this is in the moment. Let's do this. Let's just go figure out what's going on. That's a fun part of the date. You know, so we did.
That's cool. You were hiking, and you ended up in finding a bunch of cosplay people out in the woods. Like, that is a recipe for either a really great time or a really weird time, which also could be great.
Right, you know? Right.
Right. I like weird, you know, so we wanted to do a little investigating, and we were like, you know, let's do it. And we went down there, and turns out, lo and behold, that they were, in fact, a cosplay group. They got dressed up for a photo shoot and had speakers. We couldn't hear the music from far away. But then once we got up there, we were like, they had this, like, you know, portable speaker that had like one of those like disco kind of light kind of things going on.
Oh, that's
the
cool
whole vibe. Yeah, and they just welcomed us right into their party. And honestly, Carly and I thought it was like, you know, we kept giving each other looks and stuff. Like, at least in my impression, we were like in our own little world, and we were just like dancing and laughing with new friends. It was really cool.
So why do you think you're getting ghosted?
I don't really know, you know. I mean, I know that of when we were going back up at some point, I allowed her and Carly to pick up, you know, some of our picnic stuff. And, you know, she offered, but I hesitated. I'm a gentleman, like, I really don't think, like, I just want to be, like, the brute force guy, you know? So, like, I wanted to do all that stuff, but I hesitated and I let her do it, and, like, maybe she thinks, like, I'm not burly enough, or I'm just not really sure, because I thought we had a great time, so I can't really make sense of why I would not be hearing from her, especially after an evening like that. It was so fun, and one in a million.
All right, man. Well, you know how it works. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can figure out why you're getting ghosted and get you another date if you still want one, okay?
All right, cool. Thank you.
All right, play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up right after this.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Right in the middle of your First Date Follow-Up, and Justin is on the phone today. He's getting ghosted by Carly. This is his second First Date Follow-Up.
He's still trying.
He's still trying.
Matters back.
He's still trying. And I feel like, you know, you're the type of personality that you never really lose, even if you kind of lose.
That's how I feel.
All right. So we're about to call Carly and see why she's ghosting him. But before we do that, Justin, refresh everybody's memory about your date with Carly.
We had this really cool, random, unique date where we went hiking and went to this lookout and then saw some people down below us. And we weren't really sure what was going on, but it looked intriguing, and we decided to check them out. So when we got down there, we realized they were dressed up doing cosplay, and they had like a party going on. They had like a speaker with music and like lights and stuff, and they were all dancing around. And it was really fun. We went down there. We had a good time. We danced around and laughed, met people, you know, exchanged some numbers, did all that kind of good stuff. It was great. Since that point, I didn't contact her the next day, and I figured I'd reach out to her the day after, and I did. I never heard back from her. And then I waited several days, and I reached out again, did, and never heard back from her. So now I'm like, well, what the heck happened? You know?
Yeah.
And ultimately, I think maybe I did something during that time, and I think it was that maybe I wasn't served enough as I should have been, and, you know, taking charge of lifting the things back up, because we brought picnic stuff for the lookout, and then we packaged it up and then brought it back down to the people, and then we went back to our spot because we had left some things there. Oh, I don't know. You know, I just really don't know what it is.
Okay. You made her do manual labor on a date, bro.
Well, she asked me to do so.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's okay. We're about to find out.
Come on, man.
All right, here we go. I'm about to call her, okay?
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Carly, please?
This is.
Hey, Carly, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show, and the show is called The Jubal Show.
And the whole show is here, too, Carly. Hi, my name is Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm fine. What's going on?
Have you ever heard of the show before?
No, I mean, I feel like I'm familiar, but I haven't listened to it.
Okay. It sounds like a nice no.
Fair. Yeah.
Hey, so we're calling you today because we do a segment on the show. It's called the First Date Follow-Up. What that is if you go out on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. So you are currently ghosting somebody.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who you're ghosting?
I mean, my most recent date, Justin. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Justin is the one who emailed us, and he wants to know why you're ghosting him.
He was actually really fun. We had a good time. He, like, we planned to go on a hike, and, I'm sorry.
Carly, I don't know what just happened. Justin is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you, and it sounds like he's having some problems.
Dude, Justin, you had to do that before she even told us?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Justin, go ahead now, man. Find your answer out. What happened?
What'd you drop?
Well, I just dropped, like, my pen or something. I don't know. Anyways, hi, Carly.
It was a heavy pen.
Good to hear from you again.
Okay.
It took, yeah, you know.
So you want to know why I didn't text you back, right? That's what this whole thing is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I thought we had a fun time, to be completely honest.
We did. We did have a fun time. You are not wrong. It was super fun. It was super weird and, like, nothing like that has ever happened in my life ever.
Right? Don't you
and
love that?
Yes. It was a bizarre once-in-a-lifetime, like, alternate reality sort of date. And it was fun. But here's the deal. And I think that you think I don't know this, but I saw you with, this is going to sound so dumb, but with one of the fairies, and you were like one of the girls dressed up as a fairy, right? And so I saw you guys exchange phone numbers, and in the moment I was like, oh, whatever, you know, this is the first day, and now we're at this, like, cosplay party in the woods, so it's not like I have, like, you know, it was not a big serious thing, but, you know, I was just thinking about it, and I was like, I'm not up for, like, casual stuff right now. I I liked you and we had a great time and I think we had good chemistry and I just don't want to be like on a list of several girls. And so if that's totally cool that that's where you're at right now, right? Like you obviously can date multiple people, but that's just not where I'm at.
Are you saying that I have like a roster?
I have no idea how many people you're dating. But you were on a date with me, and then you were exchanging numbers with someone else.
Absolutely not. I actually really like you. And the fairy was looking for a web designer, which my brother is. So, like, that had nothing to do with anything other than me connecting two people. I'm not, like, a roster guy. I'm, like, I think I really like you guy. And... Well, that I had a real connection with you because I've never had that kind of like what was that? That was so cool. Like what?
I don't know.
That never happened on a date with me. You know, so like I thought we were like gonna go like watch a movie or something like pretty casual or whatever, and then we were like dancing with fairies and cosplay and all this stuff, and I'm like, yes, this is totally my person. And like I feel like I really have a connection with you and I'd really like you to give me another shot. And if you would, you know, that's awesome. But then now I'm kind of thinking like, okay, first time, like I totally get where you're coming from, why you didn't want to call you back. Next time though, like you definitely got to speak up on those kinds of things, because if you don't, like that's kind of a red flag, you know? Because, like, then maybe I might be ghosting, okay? So,
you don't want a girl that you've been on one date with to be like, why are you talking to that other girl? Because that's fair. A red flag.
No, you don't, because that would be weird. But, like, I really
that would be weird. So that's why I didn't say anything.
By the way, come on, let's be real. Forget the altered reality stuff. In reality, we're talking about a fairy here. A person, a cosplay fairy. I'm not trying to date. No fairies, honey, okay? I'm trying to date a princess that I can make my queen.
Oh!
Oh my God.
Whoa! Carly, would you like to go on another date with Justin? We'll pay for it.
Yes, Carly. Oh my gosh.
I say yes, but I think I will
only... All right.
It has to be at a Renaissance fair, or we have to level up, right? So you've got to wear a costume yourself.
All right, yeah, that's how we're going to go with this one. All right, we're going to go home.
Congratulations, Justin. You got another date, and Carly.
All righty.
Yay.
Jubal's first date follow-up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney, online at advocateslaw.com.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.